It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Is everybody having a good day so far? Are we doing good up in here?
Well, I'm okay, except that my freaking crescent roll is dried out.
Oh, wow.
My bread. I've been getting like
I didn't
just
know
a
if
case.
That represented something else. I'm like, well, like how that's in the, bad news.
No, not that. Not that crescent roll, a real one.
That crescent roll's doing just fine.
You know how you get a case of them in the bakery section of a supermarket. They're like made fresh or whatever. Well, I get one case for a week and I bring one little crescent roll in my juice every morning and I have my little roll. And today's, I guess I waited too long to eat it. It's a little dry. So I spit it out.
Did you seal up the box tight?
Like, yeah, I felt like I did, but I don't know. Maybe you can only eat it within a few days or something. So I'm sad and depressed that my crescent roll isn't edible anymore.
Haha, loser!
I'm just kidding.
Sorry you're dealing with that. Let's find somebody that's hopefully not having as many problems as we are.
Yeah, it sounds like you really care.
I do. Ashley in Franklin, do you care about Alex's dried out crescent roll?
No!
Hey, at least you're being honest. We're going to play a catchphrase this morning. Would you like to be on Alex's team or would you like to be yeah, team dry crescent roll? Or would you want to be on team Joe today?
Let's be team Joe.
Okay.
Just
to be fair, my crescent roll is kind of dry too. So let's see here. We'll get somebody else to be Alex's teammate. Jimmy, you're going to be Alex's teammate. Is that cool?
Yeah, that works.
You care about my bread not being moist?
No, I don't, but hopefully you win.
Thank you.
People are brutal this morning.
I was going to say, Jimmy, you're kind of dry this morning yourself. Okay, let me lock you in there. This is how the game's going to work. We have until the buzzer goes off. You have to say the word exactly as it's written on your paper. You can pass one time, and that is it. Whoever has the most words right wins at the end. In the event of a tie, Liv the Web Girl will explain the rules to us. Yes, Judge Liv.
Do not peek at the paper while it's folded over because I accidentally bolded the words so you can like really see them through.
Oh, okay. Was Alex peeking?
No,
she wasn't. She wasn't. I made sure she wasn't.
Okay, Alex, would you like to go first with your really excited teammate, Jimmy, or do you want me and Ashley to go?
Well, Liv didn't explain the rules.
I.
You said Liv was going to.
No, she said in an event of a tie.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm distracted by my dried bread.
Legit. Do you listen to anything I say?
Yes.
We can talk for 4 hours, and I swear you don't listen to me.
Well, after a while, I do tune you out. No, I'm kidding. Okay, you can go first, because I went first last time we played.
Okay, that means it's going to be me and Ashley. Jimmy, make sure you're quiet in the background, bud. Ashley, we can only skip one time, so make sure you're listening, all right?
Okay, perfect.
All right, cool. Here we go. We're going to catch phrase in 3, 2, 1, go. Something you get after you break a dollar. What's left? Like the money. It's called what?
Change.
Okay, when somebody's dead on their tombstone, it's these three letters?
R.I.P.
Okay, well, what does that say? Like, if you tear something.
R.I.P.
No, but if you tear something, you what it?
Rip.
Yep, okay. Something's beautiful. The scenery's amazing. It's relaxing. You say,
sunset.
Wow. But what does it call? It's like, wow, this is really what?
Peaceful?
Something like that. A word similar to that.
Beautiful?
Skip it. This is a Beastie Boy. Whoa, that clock was really short.
Two.
It was tranquil. I don't know what else I could have done there.
Yeah. I was thinking that.
Calming.
All right. Calming. All right. So I got two before the buzzer went off?
Yes, you did. And so Jimmy and Alex, you guys just have to get more than two.
Okay. Ready, Jimmy?
Yep.
All right.
3, 2, 1. Catchphrase.
This is when it's not forever. It's only... You only have it for
a said skip.
Okay. This is like you say blank you, but not a swear word. It's also a term for like doing it.
Get it done.
You use the tool, you turn the nut or the bolt into something, you're what? It's a what? It was screw, and the first word was temporary.
Okay, I do have to say, though, you said it's also a term for doing it, and you say blank you. It could be...
Screw you.
Yeah, or...
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, we know. As the only person on the Joe and Alex show that has said the F word on the air, yes, we know. Yeah, you did. We almost got fired for it.
No, I did not.
Jimmy, sorry about that. Good news, Ashley. We win this morning.
Awesome.
Yeah. You're going to go see Fallout Boy and Machine Gun Kelly Sunday night at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Real quick, let's celebrate.
Good job,
and
Ashley.
Stay there.
And they stay there.
Another thing is, besides my dried crescent roll, I also have a sty in my eye today. So
oh,
I'm just
you're
really
gross.
It's just hard for me today.
Hey, thoughts and prayers going out
thank you.
To Alexandra Clark.